Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I would like to thank BBS Radio for providing us with this wonderful platform, Spiritual Hollywood, and thank Seth for doing a great job over there at the station. And to let you know that I am Kate Romero, your host this evening, and every Tuesday evening. Tonight I have a wonderful guest who is right here from our hood. On Spiritual Hollywood, it's more like Spiritual North Hollywood with this person. This is Mark Jacobs, who is the owner and operator of Many Paths Bookstore, which is much more than a bookstore. And that is located at 5152 A as an apple, Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, in the Arts District. The cross streets are Lancashire and Magnolia. And the phone number over there is 818-762-4789. And this is Mark Jacobs. Their website is, if you want to pull that up on your computers, www.manypathsbookstore.com. That's www.manypathsbookstore.com, all spelled out, no spaces. And I'll just give you a little bit of background about this young fellow that I met and am so pleased to find in my neighborhood. After graduating from the University of Texas at Austin with a degree in finance in 1985, Mark Jacobs moved to Los Angeles to begin his career with Lowe Development Corporation, a commercial real estate development company. And from there, he managed the finances as well as the personnel for two furniture showrooms in the Pacific Design Center, which is pretty fabulous. After obtaining a second degree in music performance on the clarinet, mind you, in 1994 from California State University, Northridge, he accepted the position of director of finance, for, I think it's Longy
School of Music.
Longy School of Music, a prestigious music conservatory located in Boston. In 2000, Mark was also a financial consultant for a three-star restaurant in the city's popular Symphony Hall District. And upon Mark's return to Los Angeles in 2002, he served as a controller for Edge FX Incorporated, a highly successful makeup effects studio. My gosh, is there anything you have not done, Mark? In July of 2004, he established Business Management Resources as a personalized full-service business management company, one where he could provide clients with full spectrum of his 20 years of skillful experience. He also has another website called www.peacefulpresence.net. That's www.peacefulpresence.net. And you'll find Mark's mission statement on his website. It's very long and very wonderful, but I'm not going to keep Mark waiting in the wings much longer, so I'll let you go on the website and look at that yourselves. Without further ado, I'd like to present Mark Jacobs, owner of Many Paths Bookstore. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you so much, Kate. I'm delighted to be on your show.
Wonderful. Well, I'm real excited to have you, too, because to walk in and discover such a wonderful place in our own neighborhood that I didn't even know was there. You've been open for a little more than 2 months?
A little more than 2 months, and
yeah.
It's been just an amazing response and such a welcoming response at that, too, by the local neighborhood, and reaching out into Sherman Oaks, the West Valley, Studio City, Toluca Lake, Pasadena, Hollywood now,
yeah.
And it's just been really exciting to know that Many Paths Bookstore has filled some sort of space that people were looking for.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, we're all on our own path, and it's a very personal journey that we're on, especially spiritually speaking, and you have a little bit of everything in your wonderful sanctuary. I don't like to call it a bookstore because it's so much more than that.
Yes.
And you have a fantastic meditation room that when you walk in, your frequency just naturally raises. You have all these wonderful phrases on the wall, and even in your bathroom, I just love this. It's so thoughtful that you did this. While you're washing your hands in front of the sink, you can look in the mirror, and it's written backwards on the wall behind you. What is it that it says there?
Thank you for giving to yourself.
Yes, it's just fantastic. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is just too good to be true, but nothing really is. So that's why I just had to have you on here, because I know what it took for you to accomplish what you accomplished and the thoughtfulness that went into it. I just hope that everybody who's listening will go and visit your store themselves and tell people that they know to come and visit your store as well. NoHo Arts District is just booming these days and growing leaps and bounds. So anyone who's ever over here or was thinking of Exploring NoHo Arts District, please don't even forget to go to Many Paths Bookstore before you leave the area, because you will be so glad you did. I've been in many, many bookstores, being a big, big reader. My bookshelves are so packed full of books that there's hardly room for one more in there, but I keep buying them anyway.
As we all do.
Yeah, and I read them, I devour them, I eat the pages, and, you know, there's just, I've already, you probably don't know this, but I've already, like, purchased so many things from your store. I'm sitting here looking at the Divine Hand that's pink.
Yes.
That I purchased from your store my first night there. And I put an amethyst ring on the thumb of it, and it's looking right at me. And
yes.
it just brings me such joy, and I have it right next to my computer. And there's just such wonderful, interesting, unique little goodies that you pick up and you have to offer there. And it's just so thoughtful. How did you get to be so thoughtful, Mark?
Well, I don't know if it's so much my doing. My reliance upon what I believe is one source, God, is everything to me. And what I wanted to provide, or make myself available for, I should say, is a place in the San Fernando Valley, because the San Fernando Valley has never really had a fully comprehensive spiritual bookstore, much like the Bodhi Tree, which I love in mm-hmm. West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And when I discovered that store 20 years ago, I lived in North Hollywood, and I wondered then why there wasn't something here.
Right.
And so it took, you know, 20 years of my own experience, my own spiritual journey, my own awakening, my own observing what really people might be interested in. What I didn't do was try to fill in all the gaps so that people like you and so many other customers who are already repeat customers
mm-hmm.
tell me what they're interested in. And so I wanted to make the space available for them. But mostly, I wanted to create an experience.
Yes.
A spiritual, if you have a spiritual experience while you're here, that's fantastic. But I wanted to create at least a destination experience
mm-hmm.
for customers to come in, take their time, relax, take some respite away from the world, away from their regular lives, away from their workday, whatever it is, and just take some time for themselves and get in touch in whatever way they desire with their own spirit, even if it's for 5 minutes, and sometimes, in some cases, 3 or 4 hours people are here.
Oh, I'm not...
And I just love it.
Yeah, yeah, and you've got those wonderful, comfortable chairs.
Yes.
You know, you have not left anything up to... I mean, you've thought of everything. It's just, I mean, if I could just grab everybody who's listening and just herd them over to your place right now, and they would see that what we're talking about actually does exist in North Hollywood. And like you said, there really wasn't anything like that over here. And believe me, I looked.
Mm-hmm.
And I also found the Bodhi Tree bookstore about 20 years ago and fell in love with it. And, you know, like the Bodhi Tree, your experience that you've created and co-created with Many Paths is... It's not like the Bodhi Tree, really, but it does offer a lot of things like the Bodhi Tree does, but you've created something that's uniquely different. Yours is uniquely different. The Bodhi Tree's been around forever over on Melrose.
Yes.
But yours is a more contemporary, new way of, you're a new Bodhi Tree, if I could say that.
Well, and I think perhaps you're right, and I didn't try to copy the Bodhi Tree, but I do know that it has helped me countless times on my own journey, just mm-hmm. by walking into that space.
Yes, absolutely.
I believe that in my travels around to other similar spiritual bookstores, like the Bodhi Tree around the country, I noticed that they tend to look the same, and I think that we've evolved quite a bit spiritually
mm-hmm.
in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, New Age is part of mainstream consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so foreign to most these days. And the spirituality, or the sense of greater experience, or the sense of wanting to have a greater life experience, is really coming into play now.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not provide a space that is richer with dark woods, with color, mm-hmm. with richness of materials and products that will support you on your spiritual journey mm-hmm. as you go through this process.
Yep.
I really didn't want to make it about the products per se, but I knew that products are important to customers, as they are to me,
mm-hmm.
As they are to anyone perhaps on their spiritual journey. Whatever facilitates their growth mm-hmm. is what's important, I believe.
Oh, I believe as well. And what you've accomplished with Many Paths is it's like walking into the most hospitable living room
mm.
where it just screams very gently and peacefully, welcome. And it really does. And there isn't any sensation like you have to get in, buy something, and get out of there.
Yes.
Like
no.
so many other places.
Yes.
There isn't that just give me your money and go kind of feeling. There is
no.
take your shoes off, sit a spell, read a book, sit in the corner, have some tea, ask questions. You've got this wonderful thing that you do every single day at noon. It's a meditation that you do, that you provide.
Right.
For the whole neighborhood or whoever wants to come in for 5 minutes or the whole hour or whatever it is.
Right, and that's in our enlightenment room.
Yes.
And it's a separate space, though connected to the overall space,
mm-hmm.
that closes off, and it's a different experience all its own.
Yeah,
12
and that's
to 1,
charge,
we tried
right?
it, and we close it off, and today and Thursday we actually are having guided meditations.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is our first introduction.
And that's complimentary, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's free of charge. And when the room is not being used for events, which we're having events now almost every night of the week, anybody can come in and use that room for meditation, and they do
mm-hmm.
at any time of the day.
That's fantastic.
And so it's really a joy to observe and watch others take advantage of something in their neighborhood
yeah.
or on their way home from work. Or if they're just out for a stroll, they just come in and they just sit and they just exhale and relax into the moment and be with their own spirit.
Yep, and lunchtime's a good time to do that too, to
yes.
recharge your batteries for the rest of the day.
That's right.
And the way I found you, ironically, was through my friend Joanna Garzilli, who is a wonderful psychic.
Yes.
And she was doing a workshop at your place there, and when I walked in, I was like, I've been to the Eclectic Cafe so many times that it's not even funny. And I, all of a sudden, up springs Many Paths bookstore next door to it, and nobody told me. So I was like, oh, my gosh, where have I been, living in a cave? But when I walked in, I was like, this is amazing. It's just amazing. And I've been to many workshops that Joanna has done, and some of them were at the Bodhi Tree, but the experience at Many Paths was very, very different. It was much... You could just feel, if I could say this, and I can, so I will, presence of spirit
mm-hmm.
was just tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in other spaces where I've been to her workshops, they were nice, but there was always loud traffic outside and sirens going by. And
right.
and at least the time I was there at Many Paths for the seminar, it was the most peaceful experience. While we were meditating, I think I might have fallen asleep. I mean, it was just incredible. So it's an excellent place for people to come and enjoy the events that you have. And you were saying that you have tonight the Kabbalah Center
yes.
Is putting something on. They're presenting the Moon of Virgo.
Right.
And tomorrow night you're having...
Yoga for Stress Relief. It'll be our first yoga class.
Yeah, Yoga Stress
here.
Relief. And then you have... On Thursday night, the Unlock the Mystery of the Tarot.
Right.
And then Friday night at 7:30, the movie, backed by popular demand, one is a film, right?
That is a film, and we've been showing two films a month just simply because that's what people have asked for. And this one is returning, as is The Secret, on the 25th,
mm-hmm.
because... we can only accommodate comfortably 30.
Mm-hmm.
We can squeeze in 40, but
mm-hmm.
for people to be comfortable, it's 30, and so there's a waiting list up to 45 for
this
and for The
so
Secrets,
crazy.
and the same for the first showing that we had.
Uh-huh.
So they just asked us to show it again, and so we're doing it.
That's great. And how do you do that? Do you have a screen, or how do you present that? On a television, or?
No, we actually use the wall, and it works perfectly fine. It allows, you know, for a big picture, bigger than a typical screen would allow for.
Yeah.
And if we find in the future that we need to have a screen and tone it down a little bit, we might. But
yeah,
so
well,
far,
if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the secret showing will be on the 25th, correct?
Correct.
Wonderful. Let's see what else you have going on here. More tarot, more yoga stress relief.
We have
Brian Bach, PhD, presents The Purpose of Love. And then you have B. Schiffman presents Life Energy Tune-Up.
Yes.
So there's actually no limit to what a person might find there on any night of the week.
That's right. And that was the intention, was to offer events that would appeal to as many people as possible, give everybody a little taste of something that will, again, facilitate their own spiritual growth.
You know what I think, what I sense that you're doing, Mark, is, and it's just like, I don't have to know you very long to just feel a real affinity for you and what's in your heart and what you're up to, because I'm kind of up to the same thing, but in a different way, which is why you're on my show and why I have this show. But I see that you are like a radio tower or a TV tower, and you're picking up what the community needs, and you're providing it just by your instincts. And they're pretty right on.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I don't take much credit for that, because I really try to stand aside and allow God to use me as a vessel.
Yep, and you and I spoke about that when you gave me a spiritual consultation, which you did a very good job of doing. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that you do, right?
Yes.
Yes, and you're working on becoming a practitioner.
Practitioner through the Church of Religious Science over in North Hollywood.
Wonderful.
Which has been my home, away from home for about 15 years.
Yep. Everything's our ministry. If we approach it like that, and as just our way of being of service, no matter what it is that we do in life, as long as we're approaching it as a way to be of service, then all of our physical needs are provided for.
Absolutely.
And then you're in source.
That's right.
Yes. And you certainly do that. And I don't mean to embarrass you at all by giving you so many accolades, but I truly feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
And
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know you do. And it's just delightful to find that you saw this in your mind's eye during a meditation, and you just began attracting your dream team of supporters and helpers, and you let them help you, and together you co-created this wonderful thing in our neighborhood that I hope stays forever and only grows bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, the fact that you're doing screenings there is very different from any other spiritual bookstore that I've ever walked into.
Mm-hmm. And to my knowledge.
Yeah, and even the Psychic Eye, that big store up on Ventura, I've never seen anything like that being done there.
Perhaps not. Again, not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
But, it's just something, there are so many movies now that focus on spiritual growth or in following your intuition or being the best, you know, that you can be coming from a place of center, you know, within our own selves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then being
bring those to the public in a way that maybe they didn't otherwise have a chance to see it. And some of these films were shown at expos and were not released to the general public. And, but I found them, like one, the movie, to my knowledge, has not been released to the general public yet. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. But I saw it at a Body Mind Expo in Pasadena and said, oh, my gosh, a movie that talks with spiritual leaders from around the world made by first-time filmmakers who had no idea that these leaders would be so interested in talking with them about God and what one with God means for them.
Right.
And thinking about where the planet is going and where we as a human race is going.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's phenomenal. You can hear a pin drop, even though our room is carpeted.
Oh, wow.
You can hear a pin drop in that room, and it's just a beautiful experience.
Wonderful. Now, let me ask you this, because I'm finding that when one is screened, that will be, I've lost my place on your calendar. What night is one?
That's
screening?
On Friday night.
Right. Yes, I'm going to be in San Francisco, or else I would be there.
Do you
provide as a bookstore rental of these videos if people can't come in to watch them?
We don't at this time have rentals, though we do have them for purchase.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So one is for sale.
Excuse me?
One is for sale?
One is for sale.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
And that's spelled O-N-E-D-E-R-F-U-L.
One, the movie.
Wonderful. Yes. So where do you want to see Many Paths in 5 years from now?
Well, you know, you mentioned how it came about, and it did come. It was presented to me in meditation one day. The way it looks now is largely the way it was presented to me, and trying to stay true to that vision was a challenge because everybody seemed to have their own take on the vision.
Mm-hmm.
But it was important to have that. But what was also presented at that time was that, for whatever reason, there would be 6 stores, and they would be around the country in cities that would be welcoming to
mm-hmm.
such a store, or that might need such a store, perhaps.
Right.
And then beyond that, there will be Many Paths, retreats, and pilgrimages, which
mm-hmm.
will take people around the world to sacred places.
Mm-hmm.
And then Many Paths World Services, which will be a service organization that will provide service, though not quite clear yet. It was just the name was presented to me, and so I'm going with it. But it's to provide spiritual education to those in the midst of human suffering.
Wow.
So I don't know quite how that's going to come about, but that's certainly a passion of mine, is that I just want to get out there and be of service to the best and fullest possible potential within me.
Well, your cup most definitely runneth over. That's for sure. And you also work with Project Angel Food, is that correct?
I do, and I have not, unfortunately, done that in a little while since
mm-hmm.
the store opened, just because it's quite another thing to run this wonderful place.
Yes.
But Project Angel Food, they were on our list. We give a percent of our gross profit each month to 3 organizations, and they were first on our list
mm-hmm.
For me because of the wonderful work that they do, and I've worked with them for a good 2 or 3 years and delivered meals to their clients who could not otherwise perhaps cook for themselves
mm-hmm.
or a shop for themselves, who may be terminally ill or just very ill.
Right.
And it's really humbling experience, and it's heartwarming. And what strikes me most about every one of those people, if I'm fortunate enough to meet them,
mm-hmm.
because often they have help, so I don't get the chance to meet them, but every one of them are so grateful for the service and for the food and for Project Angel Food.
Oh, the human kindness.
Just the human kindness,
yeah.
And the exchange, even if it's just for a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
Is just really reminds me of all that I have. And I come away from that experience every single time more grateful than the time before.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that's
yeah.
what it's all about.
It really is.
Gratitude. And
really is.
Just Many Paths. It's just, I mean, it's just, I'm so grateful for Many Paths. I really am. And that, you know, someone dreamt it up and did it, and there it is.
There it is.
I mean, that's such an inspiration, Mark. It's very telling. You know, I have a lot of entertainment industry listeners,
mm-hmm.
and there is the Meisner Center right down the street from you as well.
Yes.
And being a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness, I have given many talks to actors about how to find who they're really looking for, which is themselves. And to bring that to the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that, being that the Meisner Center is right down the street from Many Paths, that would be perhaps a very good thing to do. Now, if anybody out there has a healing arts thing that they offer, or they've written a book, or they're a PhD, and they like to give talks or whatever, who would they speak to about getting on the schedule of events at your bookstore?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can certainly contact me, and if you go to the website, my information is there, but our events coordinator is Kenny Callahan,
uh-huh.
and I believe the email address is events@manypathsbookstore.com,
uh-huh.
or, of course, again, our phone number, 818-762-4789, and just ask for Kenny, and
mm-hmm.
He knows exactly what's going on all the time in terms of scheduling, and we try to have a diverse schedule throughout the month, so
mm-hmm.
it may be that if someone is interested in particular talk or event or lecture whatever their presentation is, we may have to, you know, put them off a month just so that they fit in into the overall arc of the events that we have.
Right.
Which is perfectly fine. You know, we are booked almost through October now.
Mm-hmm.
And November and December, and then January, people are wanting to get in for January workshops because that's usually when people have an eye on themselves for change.
Oh, yeah, and it's also pilot season for the actors, you know.
Lots
which
of change.
Big time what I'm doing.
Yes.
And, you know, these spiritual films that you're showing and providing at your bookstore also are the films that I am doing everything I can to spearhead into existence and to see more of that get out into the world.
Yes.
One of my goals is to have co-create a network called Authentic TV, All Good News All the Time.
Mm,
and
I love it.
Yeah, and you know, something that's really entertaining and fun and just pure truth, and when you hear the truth, you can't turn away from it. You just can't. Doesn't matter where it comes from. If you hear the truth, you know it. Your knower knows it.
Yes.
So I'm up to doing all those things as well. So, you know, there are people coming out of the consciousness closet all over the place.
And
I love
it
every time I see it.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is, when you really open your eyes, you can see it. It's sifting into almost every area of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is coming out of the closet and coming out of the woodwork.
Yep.
And I think perhaps one reason for that is perhaps people are less afraid to step into it.
And yes.
I know that I was certainly afraid, very fearful to step into a larger truth, because what if God called me to join a monastery,
mm-hmm.
or called me to do something I absolutely did not want to do? And I had to wrestle with that for many years and come to an understanding that I'm not going to be called to do anything that I don't want to do at all.
Uh-huh.
And it's always choice. And
right.
If I want the greatest experience possible of this life and to be of service in the greatest possible way, then just say yes and see what happens. And it has never failed that life has unfolded in much more miraculous and magnificent ways than I even remotely tried to plan for myself.
Mm-hmm. I knew that when I met you, and I even said so to both you and Kenny. I said, I know that many paths has turned out far superior to even what you thought it would be.
Oh, yes.
And I could see that. I could tell, because it just resonates of that. I mean, it's pure love just to walk in there. You want a love bath, walk in Many Paths Bookstore.
Thank you, and I certainly and sincerely hope that that's what people take away with them.
Well, I did.
When they walk out the door,
yeah,
too.
I certainly did. I did not want to leave, but
thank you
were closing. I had to.
you can stick around if you want.
Yeah, you got to go home
now. Cozy chairs for you.
So tell us about the clarinet playing. What was it that compelled you to switch from finance to music so so abruptly like that?
It seems abrupt if you
read
my bio, of course.
To go from finance to clarinet. To
yeah.
Me, you know, because my brain kind of goes, what?
What?
You know, how did you do that?
My brain kind of did what back then, too. But I was, I wanted to study music when I first went to the University of Texas in
mm-hmm.
1980.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I wanted to study elsewhere in the country. But my wonderful parents suggested that I try something more practical because that's their generation, that's where they come from. And I was also good at accounting. I was good at math. I was interested in that as well, but it didn't come to be, so I studied finance, and I got a finance degree. And I got sober in 1989.
Oh,
and great. Three years after that, I was working with my own spiritual advisor, and struggling with wanting to be in the business world and not wanting to be in the business world. And he just asked me one day, if you could do anything right now, what would it be? And immediately I said, study music.
Mm-hmm.
And so within 6 months, I'd picked up the clarinet. I'd gotten back into taking lessons from a very good player who happened to be a student, but he was a very good teacher and a very good player, and I just elevated beyond where I was and then stopped before, you know, 12 years prior, and was accepted to the music school and studied music for the next 2 years and got another degree and played for a little while after that, but I was able to combine all of my experience in music and finance in my next position at this fantastic, beautifully situated conservatory in Boston when I moved there. And in fact, I went to a concert there one evening shortly after I moved to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's a Victorian mansion. It's stone on the outside, beautiful wood on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wouldn't this be a great place to work? And the next day, I got a phone call in response to a resume that I sent that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up working there for 5 years, and it was
wow.
a glorious, glorious experience.
And what did you do there? What was your job?
I was a director of finance.
Wow.
Started out as business manager and gravitated to director of finance.
Wow. You see your charmed existence, don't you?
Say that again?
You have a charmed existence. You see that, don't you?
I see it now.
Yeah.
And I see how now in working with Many Paths Bookstore that, again, my experience since that time, all of my experience from all parts of my life, from all of my life, have come into this moment now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
creativity,
you
the finance, the business management,
yep.
the spiritual path, all of it is about God, and it's all for God, and it's utilizing every ounce of everything that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's difficult. And other times, though, most of the time, it's just an absolutely joyous experience.
Yep. And that was one of your mission statements, and if I can revisit that, is, how did you put that? It's just very worth saying. You want to excel as an intelligent, creative, service-oriented business owner while experiencing emotional and financial peace of mind. Mm-hmm. And that's what you just said.
Yes.
And that's what you've accomplished.
Yes.
And since I have it in front of me, I'm going to read your mission statement. Is that okay with you?
That's fine. Thank
I
you.
I love it. It's as long as it needs to be. You want to, well, I'm going to declare it done. I call that DD, done deal. You participate in every moment enthusiastically, which I'm getting that you do, seeking internal spiritual truth and expression through prayer, meditation, fellowship, and service. Yes, you do. You take action whenever guided by spirit. Yes, you do. You facilitate the success of others whenever possible. Yes, you do. You recognize your own unique individuality and cultivate the healer within you. Yes, you do. You participate fully as a member of your family, promoting deeper relationships with your parents and your brothers by sharing all parts of yourself. I'm sure you do.
Yes.
You participate actively in current friendships while creating opportunities for new ones. That's beautiful. You remember that you are loving essence in all of your relationships, expressing love, compassion, comfort, and forgiveness. You excel as an intelligent, creative, service-oriented business owner while experiencing emotional, financial peace of mind. As we said, yes, you do. You contribute attendance and support in the world of music and other arts. You give the most of yourself and your wealth to those who may need sustenance. And you maintain an attitude of service in all areas of your life. You're a considerate and friendly neighbor. I'm sure you are. And other principles and values are first things first, listen, rigorous honesty, and integrity. I would say you nailed all of these, Mark.
Well, thank you for
yeah,
that.
I'm inspired and I'm impressed, and I know you're not trying to impress me, but just your beingness is really what inspires others.
Wow.
When you have the fearlessness and the courage to just be who you are.
I appreciate that, and I can certainly say the same about you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Truly.
Wow, thank you very much. And you know, it's I see a world where everybody makes a blueprint like this for themselves and calls it a mission statement, and then it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I see a world where everybody does that.
Yes.
And
once you put it on paper and think it through, mm-hmm. meditate on it, take some time with it, get it in a visual place so that you can refer to it often, it's just a done deal, like
Holy
you said,
yep.
for our lives to form around that visual mission statement, if you will, because we're always reminded, and if we truly want our lives to be what we profess them to be, or want them to be what we write down, for example, then we have to work toward those ends.
Yes, yes. And I also know, and I've seen in my own life, I'm sure you've seen in your life, in the lives of many of your friends and the people that you coach and help and assist, is that whatever core belief you have about yourself, your mind will set about to bring you that result.
Right.
And if your core belief is that you're not enough, or you will be rejected, or you won't get that job, or people don't listen to you, then your mind will set about bringing you that result, because
sure,
it is absolutely flawlessly obedient. But if you have the belief, the core belief, that you are valuable, that you are pure love, that you are God essence, that you are full God expression, that everybody welcomes you, that everybody loves you, and that you have all the wealth in the world that is possible for any human to have, then your mind will set about to bring that result to you as well.
Correct.
It's just all a matter of perception.
It is, and sometimes we have to work out those perceptions.
Sometimes. What do you mean? All the time. All the time. It is a 24/7 job because of the
truly
negative programming, you know, and it's like, I'm not laying blame on anybody, because it was a different time back when we were kids and when our parents were kids, and, you know, who knew? There's a new consciousness now.
There is.
And we are more conscious parents, and we are raising spirited children, meaning we are focusing on the spirit that they are and raising them as young spirits. I've seen many, many parents who are doing that, and the children are nothing short of amazing. My business partner and I did a quantum hypnotherapy session on one of my clients, my actor clients, who was pregnant. And I said, we really, really want to do this before your baby is born, because we sense that she may be born feeling a little bit of anxiety because things were uncertain there for a time, and we want to make sure she's born centered and grounded and peaceful and feeling her divinity like 1,000%. And we managed to give her the quantum hypnotherapy session, which is a two-hour hypnosis of mom, and then we went in and talked to the baby, and the baby let us know what it needed and what it thought about what was going on in mom's life and all of those things, and we got absolute beautiful completion on many, many things and some great closure, and that baby was born pure divinity, and I have a picture up on my website holding that lovely little Samantha in my lap, who recognized my voice when she met me on Sunday. And because I'd been speaking to her before she was born. And if anyone wants to see that, it's www.guardianangelmanagement.com, all spelled out, no spaces. And she is just the most precious little thing. And, you know, it's and what my client called me, she said, I just have to call you and tell you what a wonderful baby I have, and how peaceful she is, and how centered she is, and how happy she is. And I just know that that would not have been possible had we not had that intention before she was born. And I completely 100% agree with that, because everything is energy.
Absolutely.
Everything. And when you learn to work with the laws of nature and the laws of the universe, there is nothing you cannot have, be, or do. Absolutely.
That is correct.
Yeah. And
because it is all within us in equal measure.
Yes, and it's in our DNA, and the truth is in our DNA, and feature films like The Secret and One, let's say. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it's fabulous.
I'm sure we'll have to show it again.
Yes, I will be there to see it. And, you know, all the great spiritual films, Conversations with God.
Which we're showing in September.
Awesome, and Celestine Prophecy. I was at all the premieres of those films, Peaceful Warrior, and after I read those books, I stood up and declared, this has to be a movie, and I'm not kidding. Within a couple of years, I was at the premiere with that author, helping them celebrate that movie.
Awesome.
And who says that my energy didn't contribute to that? A declaration is pretty powerful.
Of course.
Yeah. And
you know in the moment.
Absolutely.
And so it's already done.
Yeah. And, you know, and all of the authors are still my friend. The book I'm writing, The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever, my first interview was with Neil Donald Walsh. And I've interviewed 18 other spiritual rock stars since then for the book, and it's on the topic of, you know, what is it that the actor is really looking for? And as I said earlier, they're really, what any of us are looking for, the relationship we're looking for is the one with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get that one in order, then all else comes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's about. But you know, these wonderful spiritual leaders of our time are very approachable, and they're, like you said in the film One, very happy to talk about God, very happy to talk about, you know, how they got to be where they are, very happy to talk about, you know, what their passion is and what their purpose is, and that helps ignite consciousness in all of us. So the fact that you're providing a bookstore where all these spiritual rock stars can provide you with this material that you're providing to all of us, wow, that's a pretty cool thing you get to do.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
I am blessed, and it is a blessing.
Yeah, and I intend to have my book in there, too. It's called Huckleberry Memoirs.
Yes?
It's called Huckleberry Memoirs, An Extraordinary Journey, and it's about how life gave me every reason and excuse to fail, and I chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
And
You're in the process of putting that together.
Yes, I am, and I'd like to send you one of my chapters. I know you don't have much time, but if you wanted to read it, I'd love your feedback, being you own a bookstore.
I'd love it.
Yeah, and it's the people who have read the chapter have just already ordered the book, and I'm blown away because I have nothing to do with that writing. I've never taken a writing class in my life, but I'm told I write like Mark Twain, whose work I haven't read. I'm almost embarrassed to say, but I haven't read Huckleberry Finn or any of Mark Twain's work, but I know he was very pithy and had some wonderful quips and was a great writer, a very visual writer, apparently.
Yes.
And, you know, you just never know what's going to come through you till you step out of the way and let it come.
Well, you don't, but that's the key, step out of the way and let it come.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a book, too, that you and I talked about.
Yeah. I was getting
called
that.
One with God.
Yeah.
And it came. I knew it was coming, and it came, and I sat down every day for a number of hours for 3 months last summer, and it all just poured out of me. And I would read it afterwards or later that evening, and I just wouldn't remember most of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just got out of my own way
and
let the fingers go,
mm-hmm.
and it came.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, for whatever reason, I haven't given it any much attention towards publication, but I will.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it was chronicling the spiritual journey, taking that thread through my life from the youngest age
mm-hmm.
of memory.
Right.
And recognizing that I sensed God and a presence greater than myself, if you will, at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, I sort of denied it, and I put it aside,
mm-hmm.
and mostly because I was afraid of it, because it seemed so powerful.
Oh, it is.
And I didn't know quite what to do with it, because I did not come from a family that was particularly religious or spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was too afraid to share it, but I sensed it was there, and I had to get that down on paper right up until Mini Paths Bookstore. And what prompted me to do that was that I realized, and it also came in meditation, that there was half a dozen, at least, cases in which my life here on Earth was saved by some power that was not my own,
mm-hmm.
From death.
Right.
And so I was evidently being saved
yep.
for a larger purpose.
Yep.
And knock on my head, made of wood, when are you going to get it?
Mm-hmm.
And I got it.
Yeah, I
and
can tell.
I really had to chronicle that, because I just thought it was standing outside of myself, just fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole spiritual journey is absolutely fascinating if we get out of our own way.
Yeah, it's just giving up control.
It truly
surrender.
Is. Truly is.
Yeah, surrender. And surrender is the scariest thing, because it feels life-threatening.
It feels life-threatening. I mean, because, again, what if our life entirely changes? What if I don't get what I think I want? What if I have to give up that which I think I need?
It's probably the best thing that ever happened to us when that happened.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly. You get to see what you really don't need. And we don't need much to get by in the world. We really don't.
I think there's a saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Ha, 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 ha.
know.
That's
made that
great.
Up.
Huh? That's great.
I did. Anyway, that's what just came through.
Well, God must be laughing all day long.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's really not in our time, it's in God's time, and it's really not our plan, it's God's plan, and it's all we have to do is hear the call, allow ourselves to hear it, first of all, and allow ourselves to act upon it. And I'm just so grateful for people like you who listen to the call and who act upon the call and do every single thing they possibly can to put that ego, to quiet that ego so that they can do the work that is coming through them that needs to be done for the world, for the greater good of the world. And you know, what you've done is no small thing. It might be in North Hollywood, but it's global already, because the energy that you've put forth and the love that you've put out is never ending and lives forever, and it's a vibration that's felt all over the world. I mean, if a butterfly wings in Japan can cause a weather front over here, the flutter of those wings, then you know that something you're doing over here is making a difference over there.
Oh, the unseen side of life is just, you know, imagine the vibration.
All possibility lives in the unseen, and I tell my clients that all the time. It's like, don't be focusing on you don't have an audition right now. Don't be focusing on you don't have a booking right now. Focus on what's in the unseen. What's in the unseen is everything you ever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
But until you have faith and know that it's there, it won't come.
Truly. And that shift in belief and consciousness and perspective, that has to almost, if you will, click into place. And once that does, which can take an awful lot of work, but it can also be instantaneous. You never know when that is going to happen. But that,
it's hard.
That core belief within ourselves must shift in order for the outside experience to then match it.
Yeah, and that's what I love.
And it will match it. It can't help but do anything.
It must. Yes, yeah, exact vibrational match. And what I love about quantum hypnotherapy, which we're not doing very much anymore, but I managed to accomplish the same result in quantum leap life coaching in three sessions. I get there through the superconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious. But it's a core belief shift about yourself. And once that happens, then your life just automatically transforms to match that shift, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're facilitating for others, which is only strengthening that happening in your own life, Mark.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And do you think what you describe in your work is that your clients come to an understanding that their story, whatever it has been, over X number of years, doesn't have to be their story any longer, and
absolutely,
something shifts within them, and you can start your life any time.
Any moment.
It can be what you want it to be at any time. It's all about choice. But I think getting caught up in that story, or many, many stories, is the thing that keeps us back.
Yeah.
That blocks our good.
Well, you know, it's really a good thing if anybody out there has got their story and everything keeps recycling in their life that they don't want to be there and they don't know how to. I call that it's like an ant on a Cheerio looking for an exit ramp, just running around in circles. And it is very much like that. All you got to do is just jump off that sucker and create a new path.
That's right. Jump off the merry-go-round. It's okay.
At any time you want to. You might be a little dizzy at first, but you'll get your balance.
That's right.
And when you take that leap, your wings do appear every single time. And even if they didn't, you're only a half inch off the ground. So there are no excuses.
No, there aren't.
There'll be no excuses.
Just trust that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and when you focus on, in your imagination, you really have to make it up that you don't have enough, that you're lacking in anything. You really have to make it up that you're lacking at all.
Mm.
We all have won the lottery, all of us. Because we're alive, you know, when we wake up in the morning, we can see the ceiling or the trees or wherever we are.
Can hear the birds.
All of it. All
feel
of it.
Feel the sunshine on our skin.
It's a good day if you're waking up.
It truly
is. And there's really, really no lack. And you have to make it up to think that there is. And when you think that there is, then you're focusing on something missing. Then you're going to have more of something missing. Instead of focusing on what it is that you want, focus on what you want. You're going to have more of what you want. It's just physics.
That's right.
It's the laws of the universe, and when you totally get behind that, I mean, everybody, go out and buy the DVD by Esther and Jerry Hicks, please, their interview. Do you sell that too, Mark?
The Law of Attraction?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. The DVD, it's like I cannot stop watching this thing. It's just, every time I watch it, it just gets richer and richer and richer. It's called, actually, I'm looking at it, it's called Abraham, The Secret Behind the Secret.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have one copy left.
Oh, my gosh, get more.
You'll
sell them all. Oh, it's
they
amazing.
Go fast. It's very hard to keep those on the
show. Oh, I know it. And it's you know, and don't let money be the thing that stops you from growing.
No.
You spend that money on something like that, you're going to get it 10,000-fold back to you from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, every time, like clockwork. So, you know, go to the Many Paths bookstore and load up on those goodies to help you, you know, get the life that you want.
Right.
The only thing stopping you from having it is what's between your ears.
And study and use those materials over and over and over again. It's
yeah.
really, sometimes it's about regrooving those
like
old patterns
yeah.
in our brains.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes constant work, vigilance, diligence, discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it may seem like all of a sudden there's an awakening, but really it may be because of all of the journal writing you've done, or all of the meditation you've taken on.
Or all the crap that's on your head.
Or Or all the willingness. You just decided, I'm done with this.
Yep.
You know.
That's it.
So
and we're coming up on the end of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour. Boy, that went by fast, didn't it?
It sure did.
But I just want to say it to everybody that the Many Paths Bookstore is at 5152 A as in Apple, Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood Arts District. The cross streets are Lancashire and Magnolia. The phone number there is 818-762-4789. You're listening to the wonderful Mark Jacobs, who is the brainchild of this wonderful bookstore. And as I said, it's much more than a bookstore. Go in, have a visit. Let them know that you heard about it on Spiritual Hollywood. And enjoy yourself there, because you'll be so glad that you did. And it's really, really remarkable when you see somebody else living their dream like Mark is living his, and he's not even barely scratched the surface yet of his dream. But it's a real good start. And when you're around people like that and you're amongst that kind of greatness, then it pulls it also out of you.
Yeah.
And you'll walk out of there bigger than you were before you walked in there. And I mean that in a wonderful way, where you'll have less fear about your greatness and more confidence in it, and you will embrace it a lot more when you use the materials that you find there. And go in there and meditate. And you know, if you have questions, call and ask.
Absolutely.
They're very accommodating.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I just want to thank you again, Mark, for being my wonderful guest. And I had
welcome.
Something else I wanted to say. I don't remember what it was. But, oh, do you find that when you're walking by your bookshelves in your own house or at the store, that something will fall out of the shelf in your hands that you're supposed to read?
That has not occurred yet, though. There have been occasions when books have popped off the shelf after I've walked past.
Huh.
And so I do take a look at those.
Yeah, and just open it anywhere and read it. Read two sentences and you've got an answer to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened to me yesterday. The book is called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Are you familiar with it?
I'm not familiar with that one.
It's by
I think
Carol Kuhn Truman.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings Buried Alive Never Die, and it's one of the best books I have ever read. And
I'll try to get that in the
book. Yeah, I would if I were you. It's so healing. You'll love it yourself.
Wow.
Okay, everybody, this is it. They're going to cut me off in 1 minute.
Okay.
So I want to thank everybody for listening, and please come back and join us again next week. And I would also like to throw a plug out there for Vanya Mikulowski. And I told you, Mark, about Vanya. She's the spiritually incorrect comic. She is going to be appearing at Jennifer's Coffee Connection at 4397 D Tahunga Avenue. Cross Street is Moore Park. And that's Studio City, 818-769-3622 is their phone number. It's Friday the 17th, 8:30 to 10:30, $5 at the door. You will turn all your ha-has into ah-has by the time you leave, and you will definitely enlighten up. So please go and check that out. And while you're at it and in the neighborhood, please go check out Many Paths Bookstore with Mark Jacobs. And I just want to tell everybody thank you again, and thank you, Seth, at BBS Radio over there, and Don Newsom, for being this wonderful platform for Spiritual Hollywood. I'm honored and humbled to be allowed to use these airways in this way. And I want everyone to take a deep breath, stand up really straight, and love yourselves. Thanks again, Mark, for being my guest. Good night, everyone.
You.